也很高兴今天有机会来跟大家分享啊。
I'm really happy that I have a chance to share with everyone today.
Yeah, 我想到就是说，就是实际上就是我最近时间一旦在想，一直在想思想一个问题，就是说，因为我带了一个就 youth group 啊。
Recently, I've been thinking about a question because I have to lead the youth group on Saturday night.
所以我在想，就是说这 youth group 中间我们有一段这个空闲时间，大概有两个多月的是空闲时间，所以那段时间我在想什么东西对我们生命建造最重要。
So before we started a youth group, there were about 2 months, and during that time, I was thinking about what were the things that are most important to our spiritual lives.
Yeah, 当你打开圣经一看就很清楚，就什么东西对一个人的生命成长过程最重要的。
And when you open the Bible, it's very obvious that what's most important to our spiritual growth.
Yeah, 生命成长最重要的就是你对神的认识。
The most important thing to spiritual growth is how much you know about God.
以及你对你自己的认识。
And how much you know God and how much you know yourself.
那个 combination 就是你对人和对神自己的认识，那个就是说你要用一个词来概括的话，那就是什么叫 faith？
So if you combine knowing God and knowing yourself, and then the word to describe it is faith.
所以信心，我们讲的信心啊，这是大家非常熟悉的一个东西，所以要讲起来的话，就是挺难，就是挺大的，挺难的啊，所以不好讲。但是我觉得，就是说，我们必须要，就是要回想，就是必须要我们常常要想一想，我们到底为什么信，信的是什么。
And sometimes when we want to just talk about faith, it's a very large, big concept for us to talk about it. But when we reflect and look back onto our own, the time when we first came to know Christ, then we can think about how what faith is.
你比如刚刚就徐小姐讲到，就是那个好像突然家里发生这样事情了，对吧？一个 big trial， 就好像很大的撕裂临到这个家。
Like what Brother Abe was talking about earlier about the tragedy that happened, like a very big affliction that that came upon the family.
立刻显明说我们这个邻里的真实光景。
Immediately it reveals the heart conditions.
我们要么都像世人一样，就说很可能就说不知道为什么在发生什么事情，觉得很倒霉，就非常 depressed， 然后 whatever 就可能发生。
So from the worldly view, we might ask, why is this happening? This is depressing, or I'm just out of bad, having bad luck.
但另外一方面，就是我们也真的是在这种非常很大的灾难的当中的时候，我们发现就是信心的宝贵。
And at the same time, during this affliction, we know the importance and how precious the faith is.
正是在这个过程当中，你发现就是说真的和假的立刻就区分出来了。如果是真信心，无论在什么情况，它虽然有跌倒的时候，但是它仍然能站立起来。
So it's during these trials we realize what true faith is. If it's true faith, even if we fall, we're going to get back up.
所以，这个圣经里就是说，很多地方告诉我们，我们从开始是始于信。
So in the Bible, there are many places that says that when we start with faith.
但是我们信了以后是信开始的，但是这个信心是不断的在成长的。
And even after we started believing through faith, our faith is continuously growing.
就是说你是叫始于信与至于信，然后呢，就是说我们在这过程当中要会各种事情发生，以至于我们常常检查我们到底是信的是什么，为什么信。
We start with faith and we end with faith, and throughout this process, we continue to reflect, why do we believe?
Yeah. 圣经里包括就是你看哥林多，比如说很简单的例子，哥林多前后书，他经过了这么多过程以后呢，好，最终啊，神那个保罗怎么说的啊？就是说我们看看哥林多，我有因为今天讲的内容挺大的啊，所以我只能有一些就是说 summary 一样的，但是我们有一些 important 的这个 sentence 的话，我还是要拿出来让大家看一眼啊。
Okay, so the concept today is really big, so there are some scriptures that we can look at. So it's 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
2nd Corinthians,
Corinthians.
Last chapter, yeah.
2nd Corinthians, last chapter.
13章第五节.
So chapter, chapter 13, verse
5. 你们总要自己查审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
尽管他有写了这么多的写两本书到最后还是要说你们要检查自己是不是在信心当中有没有信心。
So after he wrote two books, he still says, examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith.
Okay, 我们再看一个圣经看好的这个就是这个 try, 这你看看到这个哦我们看哦我们来看看那个这个稍微内容要多一点但是我们仍然可以看到就是这些信心在一个人生命当中就是说发生的功用。看彼得前书第一章。
And let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
内容稍微多一点但是我想就是说我可以稍微快一点读然后你听就可以了从第一章第三节到第九节有第九节
okay, verse 3 to 9
我先读给大家听他愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神他曾 照自己的大能里面借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能修残不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业你们这因信蒙神能力要蒙神能力保守的人必能得到所预备的到末世所显现的恩典因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁叫你们信心既被试炼就比人被就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞荣耀尊贵你们okay that's it
so verses 3 through 7 praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that has never perished, spoiled, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold,which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
你看这信心就说神的基业已经为我们预备但是呢我们是什么这个他是神是用他的用借由信心就彰显他的能力保守着我们然后这个试炼过了以后的话以至于现在发现我们的信心是真信心以至于这个信心是什么就到耶稣显现的时候得到称赞荣耀尊贵
God's inheritance has already been given to us
first half of verse 4 is just say we were preserved through the faith.
Okay, and the first half of verse 5 says that we are preserved through faith.
Yeah, verse 7 also says,
And verse 7 also says that those faith, we have greater worth than gold.
Yeah. 所以你看看就说信心能使得我们这个人得着就是使得我们这个人好像蒙神的保守信心使得我们这个人在任何艰难的情况下好像显出那个就是真的宝贵 以至于我们在耶稣显现的时候能够好像被得到尊贵荣耀称赞。
Faith helps us to be protected in all kinds of situations, and that it's so precious that when we keep on holding onto it, when Jesus comes, we will be considered worthy, be praised by the Lord.
Amen. 那么很显然，就是我们讲到 faith 以后，这个词就是说我们要稍微想一想。稍微想一想，就说这到底什么东西，到底什么意思，它的内容是什么，对不对？
When we think about faith, we need to think about it, and we need to understand what does it really mean to have faith.
因为我们讲到信心它中文英文可以两个词一个叫中文通通叫翻译成一个，也相对的相应来说也翻译成两个词，一个叫相信，一个叫信心。
So when you translate it into Chinese, one means to believe, and then the other one meansFaith.
你要稍微要揣摩一下的话，你似乎感觉到相信和信心这两个是好像有点差别的，对不对？
So when you think about believing, trusting, and the and faith, it seems like there are two different words.
Yeah. 基本上来说，我们讲信心或者信心之类，基本上就是我们相信什么，对不对？相信。
So basically, when we have faith.We're believing in something. We're trusting in something.
但是我们所信的东西呢，如果好像是真实的，那我们好像似乎是信心要提升一步，变成一个确信，就变成好像就是一个相信一个 faith.
Faith is actually a higher level of believing. When you believe something completely, then it's faith.
所以基本上来说，就是说，因这个词要稍微探索一下的话，你很快就发现它基本上是两层意思的，就两层意思在里面。
There are two layers of meaning for the word faith.
一方面是说到我们对神的相信。
One of it is the our trust in the Lord.
另外一方面就是我们说到我们相信的是一个确实的，是 reality， 是真的。
And another thing is talking about that what we're believing is the reality, is the truth.
Yeah, 也就是说是真的是 truth, yeah, truth. 所以说就是说我们当我们这样说我们相信今天我们要检查我们自己为什么相信的时候，就你会慢慢得出一个结论来，就是说我们信是因为它是真的。
When we examine why we believe,we're going to have the conclusion that we believe because he is real.
Yeah, 就是。但我们稍在讲这个继续讲下去之前我想稍微提一点，要提一点，就是我们这个人的，就为什么？因为这你要讲到信心的话，我们稍微待会会继续稍微提一点。但是我想稍微就是稍微从另外一个角度来看一看这个信心的重要
So we're going to look at faith from another aspect.
因为信心这种事情的话，就是在日常生活当中是，就是说是很普遍的。
Faith seems like a very common thing in our daily lives.
就你，因为我们干什么总归要一定要有信心的。比如说很简单，就是我们开车，如果指示牌告诉我们这是去哪儿。我们就相信那个牌子一定告诉我们对的，我们继续去怎么开的，就相信我们会到达目的地。
We need faith in everything. When you go on the roads, if you see the traffic signs that tells you this is where it's leading you to, we trust that the traffic sign is telling you the truth to lead you there.
Yeah, 你不会，你想想，我们到餐馆去以后，别人给我们吃东西，我们来了以后，我们不会相信，我们知道它一定是好的东西，不会相信这里面有毒，我会吃到会死掉。你一定相信这是很好的、正常的食物，对。
When we go to the restaurants, we trust that they serve us good food and that it doesn't have poison in there, that we won't die after we eat it.
也就是说，我们的心思和意念。就说慢慢的已经在我们在日常生活当中，好像你已经好像有知道有一个规范范围似的，知道哪些事情是可以重复会发生的，就你不用担心就。
So in our daily lives, we have a parameter. We have there are certain things that we know we can trust, and that's going to happen again and again.
但是我们当慢慢的都会发现就如果你相信东西不对的话，那真糟糕了。
But then we realize something that if you believe in something that's not right, and then that's really troublesome.
因为你会发现就 我们自己正常的生活，我们都要做选择的。
And in our daily lives, we have to make decisions.
但那个选择后一定会带来什么？一个后果的。
And every decision comes with consequence.
那多，如果我们当时是选择错了，那么你后果一定是一个 wrong result.
If what we believe is wrong, then the consequences is wrong.
所以变成就说这个，就说你会发现，就说是的，我们这个人很容易被别人所影响，相信什么或不相信什么。但是我们必须为我们自己的行为要负责任。
We ourselves are very easily influenced by other people to believe in one thing over another, but we ourselves need to be responsible for the consequences.
Yeah, 所以我想就是我们要稍微回想一下，就是圣经里实际上这些教导很清楚的，就是说我们这个人的心思和意念。在我们整个生命过程当中，就是起了决定性作用的。啊，好，要生命，就是我们这个人的心思和意念，对吧？心思和意念就是应该翻译，mindset 呀。
哦，对不起，我没有 ，I didn't catch the first part. Okay, the second part. Okay, so 我们的心思意念，
我们的心思意念，在我们人生的生活当中起到决定性作用。
决定性。
Oh,
okay, so in our daily lives, in our daily lives, our mindset is important for it's like a key point for how to make decisions.
Yeah. 因为是，比如我们再稍微看一点啊，稍微拉远景一点，因为这个观点很重要，就说，因为我觉得就说，我们大家这么多人都已经慢慢成熟了，你必须要知道，就说必须要知道有些东西，就说，你这样你清楚了以后，你会发现都非常有帮助，对吧？
So there are a lot of things that when you become aware of it, it will help you.
Yeah, 比如说呢，圣经告诉说，我们一生的果效由心发出。
So like in the Bible, it says if everything comes from the heart.
Yeah, 如果你要想可能就是要想更加准确一点，我们可以看一下啊，就是箴言。箴言四章二十三节，这是我们非常大家都非常熟悉的一句话。
Proverbs 34. Chapter 4.
Verse 23.
Verse 23.
Yeah. 你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效由心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
Yeah. 一生的果效由心发出。
It is the wellspring of life.
那么我们就很容易就会想到什么是心啊
？So what is the heart?
我们能不能就说，我们就说要好好想一想，这个心到底是大概是什么范围、什么定义的？否则的话，就说我们岂不是好像稀里糊涂的吗
？So how do we define heart? Because if we don't know how to define heart, or if we define heart differently, then it's different.
圣经上讲到心哦，往往就是什么，就基本上就是代表你这个人 ，OK。
Your heart represents you as a person。
也就是说，我们看到你外面是一个人，外面的人，外面的 appearance， 但是里面好像我们自己认识的你的人了之后，我们才知道认识你这个人了。
So even though we can see the outside appearance, but unless we know someone's heart, then we can't really know that person.
所以就是说，我们讲说，有时候常常我们的对一个人不大熟悉的时候，以后我们才就好像是一个谚语似的，我们知人知面不知心，对不对
？So sometimes we know someone, but if we don't know their heart, there's a Chinese saying that you know the person, you know the face, but you don't know the heart.
Yeah. 所以说，但这个心的 inner man 这个心到底包含哪些东西呢？就
So what are the things that are included in the heart?
Okay, 我们稍微看两个地方，就是说，首先我们看看，就是说我们这个人的心啊，神说我们这个人的罪性表现在我们这个人的心上面，这个心怎么概述的呢？就说你看，我们看一个就。
God says that our sinful nature is shown through our hearts. And let's take a look at.
我们看那个耶利米书，就耶利米书神怎么说我们这个人的心的，就 OK.
Let's take a look.
耶利米书第十七章，
chapter 17,
第九节
verse 9.
他说第九节，耶利米书十七章第九节。
Okay, chapter 17, verse
9. Verse 9, yeah. 人心怎么样？比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
也就是说，他神既然定规，就给人最后的定性说，你这个人的心啊，非常诡诈，叫 deceitful。
So, God basically defined the heart for us here. The heart is deceitful here.
因为我们通常都好像看到，就是说，也就是说，我们好像不完全认识我们这个人啊。我们有时候只是世界顺着自己的方便，就是说，哎，我要做个什么事情，可是呢，这个事情不方便，我就随便给我自己给解释，给下台阶就完了，就。
So sometimes we do a lot of things out of conveniences, and then, so for example.Something happens and it's not convenient for us, and we just have a convenient explanation to the children and finish it.
然后我们这个人常常撒谎，我们都不知道。
And sometimes we ourselves we lie sometimes and we don't even know.
但真正的这诡诈的心思啊，在什么时候显现啊？当你遇到试探的时候。
And the kind of deceit that.Have is when you face trials, and then they all come, it all shows.
Shows up, yeah. 当你遇到一个试炼的时候，你很多情况下，我不是说所有的情况啊，大部分情况下，你知道什么是对的，什么是该做的。
In a lot of circumstances, not all, but in a lot of circumstances, when you go through tribulation, you know, you most probably know what's right.
但是你是什么样？你就如果那样做的话，你损失太大了。
But sometimes when you do that, you're going to, it's going to cost a lot.
但是你自己个 desire 就说我要这个，就我要这样做。
So sometimes our desire is something else.
以至于就是说，你就会发现，你明明知道什么是对的，可是呢，你的心就是什么，就说很诡诈的说，哦，我要这样做是最好的。甚至你还不但是这样做，还是跟别人说你这么做这个理由是多么充分。
So as a result, sometimes when we desire something else, we try to explain to ourselves or even explain to others that this way is the best, that your deceitful way is better.
Yeah. 但很稀奇的事情就是说，你尽管你诡诈，但是后果。一定是 follow 的，一定是有，就是你怎样做，你会得到什么结果的。
And it's amazing to see that even if you are deceitful, even whatever you do seems okay at the beginning, in the result, the consequences cannot be different from what you started with.
但是我有很奇怪的事情，即使我们做错了，我不会将错就错，一直做到底，就所以这很奇怪，就是说当你一个人犯罪以后。接下来你什么？你想办法再把它覆盖掉，对吧？然后继续犯罪，这是一走越远。
So sometimes when we sin to cover up our sins, we ended up sinning more.
Yeah.
So and there's a Chinese saying that when once you have you made a mistake, you can just you make mistakes continuously.
你看最有最明显的例子，就是说我们要看要举个例子的话，那大卫就是这样的，对不对？大卫一个例子。
So a good example from the Bible is David.
大卫和那个巴西巴，就是那巴西巴，他就是那个他有那个经营的发生经营事情，对不对？但是呢，又他本来好像这件事情谁都不知道的，他丈夫不知道的。那么，但问题是说，他这个就是巴西巴，就她怀孕了，那怎么办呢？他马上想到一点，就是说，哦，让他丈夫回来，从战场回来和他妻子住，这样的话就是可以。把事情就是 cover 掉。
So in the example of David, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and when she became pregnant, he wanted to cover up by bringing her husband back to live with her.
Yeah. 但是呢，就说那个就乌利亚居然就那么忠心，他居然没有就和就回家，这样的话他的计划就失败了。
And so the plan was not successful because Bathsheba's husband didn't come back to her.
那怎么办呢？他就想到， 要借着别的办法，用战场办法把他杀了，以为可以这样事情就了了。
So he thought about other schemes of the battlefield, bringing him onto the battlefield so that he would die.
我是说，这样的事情在我们日常生活当中常常都有，常常到处可见。只是说我们稍微留心点，我们发现我们这个人的心就是这么败坏，不要感为，不要觉得太稀奇啊。
So in our daily lives, actually, these kind of things repeatedly happen in our lives, and our responses to it a lot of the times is just like what David did.
Yeah. 当大卫最终哦为他儿子就所罗门祷告的时候，他只祷告一件事情，祷告叫神给他一个诚实的心。
So when David prayed for his son Solomon, the only thing that he asked for is to give him a truthful heart.
你要知道，我们今天哦，在神的眼光当中得以能够改变啊，就是因为神在我们里面就是怎么样，行了人手不能行的割礼，以至于我们这个人今天在神面前，就好像在神的眼光当中，我们敢也愿意。面对我们真实的光景。
So today we can come to God with a truthful heart. It's because that because we had a circumcision in the heart, so that we can face our true present situation in God's presence.
神在我们里面在做两件事情，第一个就是什么？我们这个人犯罪以后，我们的罪性知道我们这个人情形以后，一定会隐藏。OK.
There are two nature conditions for human nature. So one of them is that when we sin, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to hide.
但是怎么样？神居然就说，在让他的独生儿子。在基督里面为我们偿还了罪债，我们就是人在基督里怎么样，就不再定罪了。
So what God did was that in Christ, when Jesus paid a price and redeemed us, there's no more condemnation.
Yeah, 就是不人在基督里怎么样，就不再定罪了。所以你怎么，你不用害怕承认罪，对不对？以前是我们承认罪的话，哇，糟了，就是被人抓到了，或者8成8饼的，然后你这个是后面后果就不堪设想了。但是你今天你在神面前，你根本就不用怕，因为什么？神赦免你的罪了。而且很稀奇的，我们若认自己罪，神是信实的，必要赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So whoever is in Christ, there's no more condemnation. And so in the past, it was really bad that, you know, we felt when we sin and then we were caught, you know, the consequences, it's really embarrassing. But today, I forgot the last part.
Yeah.
Oh, but today there's no fear.
Yeah, 我们可以 God,、yeah. 可以坦然无惧地就是在神面前承认我们的罪。
But so today we can come to God to admit our sins without any fear.
有一点很稀奇哦，就一个人要胜过罪哦，很重要一点就是什么？你必须要认罪，否则的话你罪就没办法过去。
It's something that's very interesting is that in order for a person.To be to overcome a sin, he or she needs to repent for that、
yeah.
sin in order to overcome it.
也就是说，就那个约翰一书讲的一句话，就是我看这因为挺重要的，把我翻过来啊，在这个约翰一书第
Okay, so First John,
chapter one, 这个第二。
第一章
第九节
Chapter 1 verse
9他说我们若自认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们罪洗净我们一切的不义
Verse 9 Chapter 1 verse 9 It says If we confess our sins He is faithful and just And will forgive us our sinsPurify us from all unrighteousness.
这个地方不是说就是我们不是一个，就是有时候我们有好像以为就是说一方面就好像是个 condition， 你必须要认自己的罪，对不对？但实际上就是说 我们在基督里真的罪已经赦免了，所以我们敢认自己的罪。但另外一方面告诉我们说，你真的要认罪才有可能会洁净，就成一个真实在那个点上得胜。
OK, so when we confess our sins, sorry, I can't remember the
okay,
whole thing, yeah.
这个地方就好像第一节前半部分就我们若认自己的罪，好像这是个prerequirement 的似的，好像是个先决条件似的。
Okay. So, so here it seems like there is one condition. There is a prerequisite. So for us to be forgiven our sins,
admit our sin, yeah, confess our sin.
So for us to confess our sins, for us to be forgiven of our sin, we need to confess our sin first.
但是的确是的，在这个实际上告诉我们，并不是说我们这个人就是在基督里，我们有因为他其实上下文告诉我们很清楚，只是说我们这个人在基督里，实际上你的罪已经得赦了。那么，但是就是说你必须要认罪，你才能可以真实的在某个点上能得胜。
Okay, and in reality, it is that before we even confess, our sin has already been forgiven by Christ. But for our own benefit, we can only be for our own benefit in order to overcome that sin, we ourselves need to repent.
Yeah, 你要有一点可以肯定啊，就你不管你怎么样啊，就我们尽管是认罪了。那个sin的就是你，如果你即使认罪了，但是呢你如果 committed 那个罪了以后，就你犯了个罪以后，的后果一定是 follow 的。
So even if we have confessed our sins and if we sin again, that consequences is bound to follow us.
Yeah. 这就为什么说，就是说你要从后，我们以后很多人就说，我们从后果里面要学习，就要学习，然后以至于到前面，我们该知道选择对的选择。
And a lot of the times, we ourselves have to learn from consequences in order to reflect back and to make the right decision.
当你遇到针对你每个人的强弱点不一样，每个人的弱点都、就是，也就是说，一个人有的人在这方面软弱，有的人在那方面强。每个人软弱点不一样。
Everyone has different weaknesses and strengths. Some people are weak at these, and they are strong at other points.
但是每个人最终神熬炼你的时候，都会让你面对你自己的弱点和罪，也就是罪。你是到这个当下之下，你是否诚实
？So, but when God is purifying, testing us, he's going to pinpoint our weaknesses and our sins. And so, according to, in this situation regarding our sin, are we honest? Are we truthful?
Yeah. 我是说为什么这个事情很重要啊？是因为就是说，就当我们如果就是说要 confess 我们的罪的时候。那实际上我们是什么样？实际上跟神认同，看我们这个人是否做了对和错。
So when we confess our sins, we are looking at the situation from God's perspective. We're agreeing with God to see whether what it is that we have done.
Joshua 就是那个约书亚记啊，他告约书亚记里面有一段，我因为这个内容太多，我们不去翻了啊。他就特别讲了一句话，就是当时啊，就说。他们攻占伊利那个伊利哥城赢了以后，跟那第二一个城埃城就失败了，就。
In Joshua, there's a story. The story is very long. We're not going to go into the details. But after they won the battles at Jericho, they went into the second town, and that was Ai, and they lost.
Yeah. 原因是什么呢？就是因为。就神给他们就是那个很清楚指示，就是说，当他们跟耶利哥城的时候，你什么东西都不可以拿。
And the reason is because Jesus, Christ said, not Christ, God said that when you defeated Jericho, you cannot take anything from it, the place.
但是有一个人叫亚干，对吧？他居然看到银子衣服，哇，这么好，他就把拿就藏到自己家里了。
So there was one person who took clothes and silver and hid it in his own house.
对，就是因为这个缘故，他们第二战失败了。
So because of this, when they went and fight and they lost.
所以大家都很紧张，因为他们只是好像是凭着信心来到这个地方，然后第一站刚刚还没站住脚。如果他们输了以后的话，他不知道下面结局如何，那么也就是说整个战役都很可能会输，所以他们非常紧张。
So everybody then was very nervous because they just fought one fought off one castle, one town, and they lost the second one, and everyone was there by faith, and they didn't know that, you know, now that they lost, are they going to lose the whole thing completely? You know, they don't know what's going to happen next.
所以他们在神面前就要哭诉，要神啊，为什么？
So they cried out to God and asked God, Lord, why is this happening?
神告诉他们说，就是说，告诉他们就是说，你们当中有人，就是做了。神只叫他们不该做的事情。
So God told them that there is one among you that did what God said not to do.
结果你看神怎么样的拣选他们的人，把他们通通在一块儿。然后呢，首先12个支派人选出一个派，犹大支派。犹大以后，然后再看家族，然后就说，先选那个支派，然后选家族，然后再选慢慢找到最后再公正到一个人。神借着约书亚，就是一个一个一步一步的找到拿杆。
So God, what God did was He gathered everyone together, and then from all the tribes there, and then He picked out the tribe of Judah, and then He picked out the family, and then slowly one by one He picked out who committed the sin.
所以当亚干最后被选出来以后，约书亚说了一件话，说了一句话，这样，就说他告你，就是说你把你所做的事情告诉我们，这样。以至于告诉就你犯了罪，告诉我们就，以至于怎么样把荣耀归给神。
When Joshua picked out the person, yeah, kind of, I don't know the English for it. But he basically said, "You tell us what happened." He didn't tell people what happened, but he asked him to tell everyone what happened so that they can so that in the end, God's name could be glorified.
Give glory to God, 就是要荣耀神，就因为也就是说那句话告诉我们这件事情，是的，神借着他找错是谁，但是要让他自己要承认罪，以至于说呀，神做了对的，我的确做了事情，神知道。当我们承认罪的时候，我们是什么？实际上是归荣耀于神。
So in essence, the reason why Joshua needed him to say it, to confess his sin, is that when we confess our sins, we're in essence glorifying the Lord.
Yeah. 所以这就是为什么说，就当我们说跟神一样的说看待我们自己的时候，我们实际上就是什么？实际上是就我们在神面前是对的一件事情。OK.
We confess our sins, when we say it ourselves, it actually glorifies the Lord.
Yeah. 什么叫 confess? 就是说我们说跟神，我们所说的所想的好像跟神一样，那叫 confess, 就是承认我们的错。
So confessing means that what we say and what we think is in alignment with the Lord.
当你这样做的时候，真的是就要真正受益的是我们自己。
The person who benefits from it is ourselves.
所以我们看，所以反过来看啊，就是说，当我们讲到信的时候，我们首先要讲到一个人要信主以后，首先第一个就是什么，就你对圣子，你对罪怎么看
？So when we come back and talk about faith, the first thing when you accept Christ, what's the first thing you?
Yeah.
The first thing is the how you see sins.
另外一个接下来第一件事就发现是什么，你即使是你信主的今天，你如果你就是当然就不单是在你信主或者会不信主的时候，你就会发实际上大部分情况是你信主以后才会慢慢发现一点的，就是说也就是说你靠你自己你没有办法达到神的要求。
So when you have become a believer, whether you're a believer or not, when you become a believer, the first thing is that when how you
find we cannot fulfill God's requirement. Yeah.
If you find out you cannot fulfill God's requirement, yeah.
就神的要求标准是这么高，就是说我没有办法达到。
That God's expectations or God's requirement is so high, it's not attainable.
当神的颁布就是刚颁布他的律法的时候，实际上就是十诫。
So when God gave the commandments, the laws, it was according to the Ten Commandments.
但是这些所有的其他东西啊，都是于就是十诫然后延伸下来的。
So all the other things came from the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. 但主耶稣居然到最后归居的时候是怎么说的？是吧？
So what did God say at the end of everything?
Yeah. 他说，实际上尽心尽意爱主你的神，其次爱人如己。
So basically the commands all sum up to to love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and to love your neighbor as thyself.
当主耶稣讲到爱的时候怎么说的？
And what did God talk about when he talks about love?
你们要爱仇敌。
Jesus said you have to love your enemy.
Yeah, 别人抢你的，抢你的外衣什么，你也给他。
when people try to rob your cloak, you give him even your tunic.
也就是说，我们当然看到这个标准是 too high. 然后主耶稣说，你们要完全像神一样完全。
So you can see that the requirement is too high for us. Jesus said that you need to be perfect like God.
Yeah. 所以彼得那句话告诉说，说你们要完全像你们神，像你们父神一样完全的。
So Peter said that you need to be holy and you need to be perfect like your God is holy and like your God is perfect.
也就是说，神是。这么就是圣洁，就 perfect 啊，他要求就所有，他要求 everything 就是 to be perfect 就。
God is very, God is so holy and so perfect that he requires everything to be holy and perfect.
即便是我们今天信主，今天你要想要靠你努力达到这个分，是 impossible 的。
So even if today we become Christians and we try our very best to become perfect, it's impossible.
神给的律法的目的是让我们知道我们罪。
So when God gives us these laws, it's to help us to know our sins.
对，但接下来我们就发现，我们怎么能够达到神的要求呢？对不对？
Then we're looking at how can we even attain God's requirement.
神是借着信改变我们这个人。
And God through faith, God is changing us.
新约和旧约新约当我们讲到新约的时候，最大的就说一个不同点啊，就是在于什么？
The difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament.
旧约是神把律法刻在石板上，告诉你这是神的要求。
In the Old Testament, God engraved the commandments on the stones to tell you what are God's requirements.
那新约是怎么样？
And what is it? How is it in the New Testament?
他把律法放到你心里去了。
In the New Testament, He put the commandments in your hearts.
什么意思？放在心里什么意思
？What does it mean to put it in your heart?
也就是说，旧约他那个律法的归因是说你不做是这样的后果，那你就说我被吓着要去做。
So in the Old Testament, basically it's telling you if you don't do it, these are the consequences. And people fear the Lord, so that they are scared that they're going to anger the Lord, so they did it.
Yeah.但新约就在放在里面，就是我愿意，我要做。
But in the New Testament, it's different in that when you put it, when the commandments are put in your heart, you do it from your heart, from within your heart, and you want to do it. You want to follow God's command.
你会发现，就是我们今天是我要做，我要遵，好像我要尊荣神干什么，都是出于我心里面对神的感激和爱。
And so today, when we want to glorify the Lord, it comes from within, from our heart, from our love for the Lord.
所以你说，你看啊，就说新约，这个新约实际上是借着信，借着信，使我们这个人已经完全变了一个态度。
So in the New Testament, through faith, it changes our attitude, changes our heart.
Yeah, 所以我们要回头一想一看啊，这个新约和我们今天就是我们要所谓讲到信的时候， 第一个，我们要看到我们自己本来真实的光景，也就是罪。
And so through faith, the first thing we do is we see our old selves, we see our present condition.
另外看到一点，就是我们今天在神面在基督里居然已经改变了，就那律法的义居然是已经好像在我们里面慢慢开始彰显出来。
And then the second thing is that the righteousness of the law is being exemplified through our lives.
That kind of fulfilled, didn't it?
Fulfilled through our lives.
就这个就是这个就是你看到的这个，我们是因着信，我们在我们看来好，我们是信，但是这个里面就是说，不单单是我们自己的信，而是神在我们里面。就行了人手不能行的割礼，这是我们好像有个很形容的形容词来形容似的，但是就是说我们人变了。
Okay, and then so to us, a lot of the times we think that what God did, that we have faith in the Lord, we think that we have faith, but in actuality, it's that God has performed circumcision in our hearts.
好。我现在反过来就讲到这个，我们现在就刚刚这个就是我是讲一个从好像从讲好像从个分析的角度来看我们这个人到底发生什么事情。
So what we just mentioned, we're just dissecting the whole the process from that perspective and see how our hearts is.
Yeah, overall 就是我只是要想让大家就知道，就是说我们的确是讲到信心，是我们对神的信心。
When we talk about faith, it's our faith for
towards
the Lord.
God, towards God.
Towards God.
另外一方面就是说，我们是因着信，是信，信的那是真实的事情，是真理。
And another thing is that when we believe, when we trust, when we have faith, we're trusting in God's truth.
当我们信的时候，我们不知不觉的是什么？就发现我们因着信的缘故，我们与神已成为一灵了。
So when we trust the Lord, when we have faith in God, we realize that we become one with God.
神在我们因着信的缘故，我们这个人好像那个就本来外面所要求的东西，居然成为我们里面的一个 desire， 就成为我们的里面的一个渴望。
And so what the things that were required of us become our heart's desire.
所以我们渴望在神面前讨神的喜悦。
We desire to please the Lord.
Okay, 好，就是基本上就是说。所以说信心，讲到信心实际上 是基于神的启真理的启示。
So when we talk about faith, it's actually a revelation from the truth.
Okay, 我想稍微两个事情就 summarize 这个我们到这个地方，然后下面我讲另外一个地方跑的啊。
Okay.
就说我们现在看两个点，就是你可以看到就说就犹大书，我们先看一个地方，犹大书。
So we're going to look at two points. Judah
就是那个犹大书，是启示录前面的一本书，第三集后半部。
Okay, so Judah right before Revelation, chapter verse 3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，讲论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信给你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道极力的争辩。
So verse 3, dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
你看到没有？一次交付，一次交付的就是 once for all 的。
Yeah, so it's just once for all.
对，交付的那个真道 ，the faith 就是一个。
To contend for the faith.
Yeah. 他就说这个OK 这里面好像稍微远了一点啊，但我不想去拖太远了，就是说我们所信的是个这个真道，实际上神已经一次给我们了。 OK
So what we have the truth God has already given to us
once already give us
God has already given it to us.
我们再看另外一节，你或许更加清楚。彼得后书第一章第三节。
Second Peter's chapter one, verse three
and four.
Chapter one, verse three and four.
但神的圣灵以讲一切关乎生命和金钱是赐给我们。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life.
Everything for life. 神已经什么给我们了 ，OK？ 所以就是说，所有的启示都已经在圣经里面。
So all the revelation is in the Bible.
好，那么我想这个就是说，我就是直接告诉，就只是想就是说，我们今天信是因为真理，耶稣就是真理，这个真理内容。哦，真理内容啊，就是讲，我是从那个分析的角度看了，就是我们这个人是我们人的变，我们人的这个一心的果效由心发出，这个神是在借着性改变了我们这个人。OK。
So when we look at this, God has really transformed us, from the heart.
那么这个性的内容里面实际上是讲了真实的，而且这个真实的内容什么是有关耶稣和他钉十字架。
So when we talk about faith,
okay.
It has a direct relation with Christ and Him crucified.
Yeah. So this content, I think we don't need, because everyone is very familiar with it. You want to talk about this content, its summary is very simple, one word. You look at it. If we want to look at it, it's very easy, very easy to understand. Because this content is summary, the end is just one word. Romans chapter 14.
Okay, to summarize, we can look at Romans chapter 4.
第四章。
第四还是第十？
十
ten,
sorry. Yeah, chapter 10 was 九到十。
Verse 9 through 10.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你看他讲的是现在就是说，当一个人我们要讲到信心的时候，讲到信的时候，能得救的时候，那讲了两个内容，对吧？他开说起来就讲两个内容，一个什么？承认耶稣是主，讲到是耶稣。
So when you, when we come to Christ, there are two things that we do. The first thing we do, we confess with our mouth that Jesus.
耶稣，他第一个讲到是内容是耶稣是主这件事情，你是否很清楚？
So the first thing is Jesus is Lord, and it's very clear that we have to confess it.
第二件讲的是什么？他从死里复活。
And then the second thing is that he was raised from the dead.
Yeah, so 耶稣并他钉十字架，就基本上就是这个就完全真理的三说基本内容。
So basically, the essence of the truth is Jesus and him crucified.
Yeah, 所以讲这些东西，讲到耶稣钉十字架是讲到他什么？他为我们偿还罪债。
So when we talk about Christ being on the cross, it's talking about he is repaying the debt for us.
Yeah. 因着他成就的 ，OK， 我们可以。
Because of what he accomplished.
Yeah. 我们就最终他成就的这件事情，最后是怎么样？就是我们会是一件很重要的。我们可以稍微看一下，因为我不知道，就是你们喜欢翻圣经的时候，容易就是说容易翻 lost 掉，因为但是你们可以就也不一定要看，就是翻到哪个地方。我讲的时候不一定要翻到哪个地方，就是说、
okay.
你们只要听就可以了。就是我只是说翻到哪个内容的话，然后只要把那个内容就说拿来叙述的时候，你只要听就是这个事情就完了。当就耶稣成就这件事情到底意味着什么？就一个非常很好的 summary， 就是在那个希伯来书第十章。
What does it mean for God for Jesus to accomplish salvation? We can look at it from sorry, what did you say?
希伯来书
Hebrews chapter
ten. Chapter ten.
Chapter ten.
从那个第十九节到。
Verse 19.
Yeah, 19节到25节。25。我都给大家听就可以了。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他为我们开了一修又新又活的道路，从幔子经过，从这幔子是他的身体，又有一位大祭司讲治理神的家，并我们心中的天良的亏欠已经撒去，甚至用水洗净，当存诚实心和充足的信心来到神面前。
So 19 to 22, Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to him with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
Yeah. 这个中文翻译要稍微有点长了一点啊，但是这个你看啊，你要去注意看的话，他讲的重点就是说，重点说，耶稣成就了，他成就了这件事情，使得我们可以就坦然无惧的进入至圣所。
God has accomplished the such thing that we can go to the most holy place without fear.
Yeah, 也就是说我们可以进到神面前。本来我们是与神隔绝的，我们今天可以进到神面前。
In the past, we were separated from God, but now we can come in front of God.
所以因为有这样一条，既然已经这件事情是就说是最重要的事情，那么我们要干什么？ Draw near， 也就是英文翻译的 draw near， 也就是说我们要是用诚心，就是 true heart 诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。中文翻译说来到神面前。
So when we draw near to God, we draw near through our what is it? 诚心 sincere heart and full assurance of faith.
Yeah. 耶稣就是我们当时说，耶稣从死里复活，为我们成就的是这么重要一件事情。就本来我们根本没有指望来到神面前，因为你是罪。
In the past, because we're sinners, we did not have any hope of being reconciled with God. But Jesus' death on the cross accomplished that for us. He reconciled us back to God, so we can draw near to God.
所以因为耶稣所成就的，今天在我们身上所改变的是什么呢？就我们能来到神面前怎么样？是因为耶稣。在我们生命当中一个很奇妙的改变，以至于我们能被不但被神悦纳，而且我们好像在他可以进入他里面，就又成为新人了。
So Jesus can Jesus transform us from the inside out, and now that we not only can be accepted by God, but we have also become a new person, a new being.
Yeah. 是的。一定要清楚这一点，就是我们在我们身上生命当中一个很巨大的改变。这个外面改变好像我们是肉眼看，好像并没有什么变大的，好像外面没什么很大变化，但你里面发生巨大变化，你居然神已悦纳你了。
And sometimes if we look from the outside, it might not seem like there's a big transformation, but inside we know that there is a big transformation, and the transformation that God has is that God has accepted us.
神是 perfect holy， 就他是圣洁的，他不能容忍罪。
God is perfect and he's holy, and he cannot allow any sin.
我们进到神面前是因完全是神的恩典，是耶稣为我们成就的。
And today we can come to God in front of God. It's all completely through grace and through Jesus Christ.
对，但是从另外一个角度看啊，
from another perspective.
就是我们能进到神面前，是因为我们好像我们今天仍然在肉身里面
吗？We can come to God, even though we are still in our flesh.
那么就是我们在肉身里面，我们还常常软弱的时候，对不对
？And we are oftentimes still weak.
那么居然就是说，那神看我们是怎么看的呢
？Then what? How does God look at us?
神既然一定要是 perfect， 我们才可能进来。那我们并不是 perfect 啊。
But if God is so holy that he needs us to be perfect, how can he tolerate us?
我们目前并不 perfect， 我们现在并不完全。
Right now we're not perfect.
但是怎么样？圣经清楚告诉我们，当我们进耶稣的时候，我们必要像他。
But in the Bible it says that when we see, when we meet Christ, we are going to be like him.
我们会因着神的恩典要跟他一起一样的 perfect， 毫无瑕疵，居然。
Through his grace, we're going to become perfect like him and without blemish.
我们在肉身里面，现在这段时间里面，就说到底神要神的心意是什么？
So in our daily lives, even though we're still living in the flesh, we need to think about what is God's will.
如果神只是这样拯救我们要让我们进了天家的话，那么我们拯救就好，就去了就完了。
So if God's purpose, if God's will is for us to go back to heaven, so now that God, Jesus has already redeemed our sins, then we're done.
那神的信息到底是什么？我们看两个地方，实际上这个地方已经清楚地告诉我们，就是这下面，但是我觉得这个地方还不够，不够算是不够清楚。但另外两个地方算是更加清楚。我们先去看那个，罗马书啊，如果你们圣经就是觉得有点翻来翻去，有点麻烦的话，你不一定要翻啊，我都给大家听。罗马书，
Chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. So verses 28 to 29, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
英文翻译实际上挺好的，英文那个实际上挺好的，英文叫 predestined. 他神啊，就说我们被造以后怎么样，他让万事都相互效力。
So here it says that the English version is really good in saying that it's predestined. So all things God works for the good of those who love him, we can be polished, we can be
molded into
Christ-likeness. Yes.
Yeah. 也就是说神的目的让我们在肉身里面，我们今天改变了，然后再怎么样，他要目的是要让耶稣的雄美呈现在我们里面。
His purpose is for us, for the majesty of the Christ, to be glorified through us.
好，我们再看另外一个地方的描述，更有那个地方是可以 cross 那个叫我们放在一块的话就更加清楚了。以弗所书四章。
So if we look at Ephesians chapter 4.
11-13。 为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，这等到我们在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。
So verse 11 to 13, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这一句讲的教会，对不对？教会就是说神居然在教会里面有赐下各样的恩赐，目的是什么？为了是装备圣徒。这中文翻译没把这个意思全部翻译出来，就为了成全基督，各尽其职。他那个原文是讲装备圣徒，就。
So here is talking about the function of the church, and it is to prepare saints.
Yeah，这些圣徒呢怎么样呢？就是自家就整体，OK，不是说不是这些牧师或者是长老，而是各个信徒，他们一同怎么样在真道上同归于认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督的身量。
So here is not just talking about the pastors or the people who are serving. Here is talking about everybody in the body of Christ, to reach unity so that we can all grow and attain the whole measure of fullness of Christ.
所以这就为什么说我们彼此之间什么是相互帮扶的，对不对？
So that's why we're helping each other. We're completing each other.
因为你看到耶稣在我们身上成就的，以至于我们今天我们怎么样，我们不要犯罪，对不对？
Because of what we have seen, that Christ has done for us, what He has accomplished for us, to a point where we don't want to sin.
这就为什么说叫新约啊，基本上来说叫，就说那个。就说那个，你看，就我们就看以弗所书第一章第四章第一节，就最好像就基本上一个很好的一个 summary。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse
1
is a good summary for us.
Yeah. 我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Yeah. 他中也就是说。他说我用这被囚的劝你们，劝什么呢？讲你们既然蒙召了，就干什么？就要行事为人，当与蒙召的恩相称。
So he's saying that, I'm urging you that if you, since you are, have already been called, you need to live a life worthy of the calling.
Yeah, 那个英文非常好，叫 worthy 就是，也就是说和你既然你是称之为神名下的人，你里面已经改变了，你就要活出新人的样子。
So, since you are a changed person, you need to live out the new person.
也就是说，你如果你不认识到自己是新造的新人，你可能还是跟以前一样。
So, if you do not know that you're a new person, then you might be living the way you had in the past.
Yeah, 这就是说，我们就说到信心，就是说，就信心和行为是并行的。
So this is here. This is talking about faith. Faith and actions are together.
如果你真实认识了你自己在神面前真实的光景，你今天已经是个新造的新人，你怎么可能再去活你原来老早的样子呢？
So if you have really already realized that you are a new being, and you need to live according to the calling, how can you go back and live in a life of sin in the past, like the past?
正如我们常常讲，就是说，如果你是一个好像。公司总裁，或者是你的公司的小职员，你两个人就说，会行为会有不同，会有明显的不同，对不对？
So just like we're talking about, for example, if you are a CEO in a company, or if you're just a little worker, the difference there's a your behavior will be different.
因为他嘛，因为你们的行为，他所行出来的一定和他就和他里面是怎样有。就说决定了。
Because the behavior is going to be determined by who you are inside.
神非常在乎的是我们这个人的态度，对神在神面前的态度。
And God really cares about our attitude in front of God.
Yeah, 正如神在以色列民在对以色列民的时候，他们所说，他神看以色列民不在今日，乃是看到有心出于雅各。
So when God look at the Israelites, He doesn't look at them their present condition. He looks at that they're.
Yeah, 有心出于雅各。
有心。
The star.
Oh, the stars from Jacob.
也就是说，我们神看我们不是看我们今朝的，是看到的将来，就神已经动了美好的善工，他能成全之功，以至于基督的荣美要不断的在我们身上那个彰显。
So when God sees us, He doesn't see us as sinful, as just sinful people. He sees us. He sees the future that we're going to be glorifying Him, like living out a life full of God, full of Christ likeness.
Yeah. 但是我们要讲到这些东西以后，然后我们再回头再去看另外一个方面啊，对吧？是的，你尽管你今天是好像在好像是要自己在这个肉身里过生活，对不对？
Even though we are still living, seems like we're still living in our flesh.
我们必须要为我们所知道的一切要负责任。
We need to be responsible for everything that we know.
神会给我们，神就是说，大部分情况下就好像是给我们有很多，好像这个命令啊，这些指示。
So in many, many circumstances, God gives us a lot of commandments.
我们发现就是说我们发现就是说是的，我们愿意做，但会发现另外一个问题是什么？我们行不出来。
And now that we want to do it, we desire to do God's commands, but we sometimes can't follow up with our actions.
这是为什么呢？
And why is this?
Yeah, 我们觉得你要做一个基督徒，你必须要认识到，就是你在你生命当中已经发生改变，你是一个新造的新人。但是同时你要知道，你在肉身里面，神的心意是要改变你这个人像基督，但是你在你身上有很大的征战。
So even though God's will is for you to grow into the likeness of Christ, we're still living in the flesh. So there's going to be a spiritual conflict, spiritual warfare that we have to go through.
神在乎你说，当你遇到那个就是那个这个征战的时候，你到底是拣选跟随神呢，还是叫自己要走你自己路？
So when you are faced with a spiritual warfare, what are you choosing? Are you choosing to follow Jesus, to follow Christ, or are you choosing your own way out?
Yeah. 当我们没有认识神和神的时候，我们只是要从来都说我们自己该怎么做的，我们就是我行我素，随便。
So before we know Christ, before we knew Christ, we just chose whatever that's that we wanted.
但是当你信主以后，你会发现里面是吧？你今天你知道什么是讨神喜悦的，你愿意要去做另外一个选择。
So when you have known, when we know Christ now, we know what God's will is, and we want to choose God's way.
Yeah.所以我想有两个地方翻一下啊，稍微可以帮助我们稍微很快的，就是因为我这时间弄太久了，我没想到，就因为我想稍微讲清楚点，可是就是说一讲就时间会花很多，然后拖拖拉拉的有一点啊。那我们看一个圣经节，就是加拉太书第四章十六节
，Galatians chapter four。
四章十六节，我说我们当顺从圣灵乃行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意的。
Chapter 4 verse 16
Did you say 16? Five, sorry.
Oh, chapter 5. Okay. Chapter 4, verse...
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
Galatians chapter 5, sorry, verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want.But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law.
在清楚地告诉我们就是嘛，你当你信主以后，你里面就有两个很大的征战。一方面，你的心愿你好像要愿意遵神而行，可是你发现里面你仍然在肉体里面，虽然罪的权势已经不再是那么就像以前那样的 dominant， 也是罪的奴仆。
Even though the authority of sinfulness is not as dominant in your lives, we still struggle with and we desire to follow the God, but because we are still living in our flesh, the warfare is very fierce.
神正是白日会就这样，神正是借着这些征战啊，就训练我们这个人呢。
And through these conflicts, through these warfare, spiritual warfares, God is training us.
Yeah. 我们本来是罪的奴仆，我们可以随意任意妄为。但是我们今天，因为我们是在律法，在基督里面，我们好像什么，在灵里面是在基律法之下。
So even though when we were slaves to sin, we could do everything we wanted, whatever we wanted, but now that we are under the now that we have the Spirit within us, we're following God.
Okay. 我想这个地方，因为我想主要的目的让我们知道，就是说他灵里面有征战， 这个征战的话，在另外一个地方，它描述的更加的多和详细。但是我们最重要的就是说，当我们遇到征战的时候，问题说我们怎么样来得胜。
So the key point from here is that there are spiritual warfare, and there's another place I would like to look at, that talks about how, we should react, what we should do when there is spiritual warfare.
Yeah.罗马书第七章这个地方就特别就是讲到就是怎么样。
And so in Romans chapter 7, here it talks about how we should react.
Sorry. 有我们看第七章呢和第第二，我想这个，因为实际上他是有同样的事情在第七章就讲到我们这个里面的最征战的时候，他发现就是说，一方面我的心愿是这样，另外一方面好像我里面又有另一个律要把我们掳去，而这两个这个背后的是罪，好像真的是在罪的权势在这地方，也和与我们这心灵在较量似的。
So here is talking about the authority of sin, struggling with us. So while we want to do.God follow God's way. The sinful nature is wanting to do otherwise.
Yeah. 所以他这个同样的事情重复了三遍，讲了三遍。Okay.
Here he repeats it three times throughout the paragraph.
但最后的话，最后一段话就让我们最清楚不过了。看，就21节开始看。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，讲定有恶与我同在。
So here it says in verses 21, so I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
但我觉得字体中另有一个律啊，另21节，22节的，因为按照我里面的意思就是里面的或者原文作者的意思，喜欢神的律，但
For in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
但我觉得身体中另有个律和我心中律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从肢体犯罪的律。
But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
Yeah, 他说，十节说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我这取死的身体呢？
Oh, what a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of sin?
Okay. 那么他到第八节，他虽然讲他马上就要 answer 怎么answer 第八节？第八节关于在什么地方？第八节这个我从前面读过来吧一下，然后稍微解释一下就可以了。第八节第一章开始了，如今那些在基督里的就不定罪了，因为赐圣灵圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，使我脱离罪与死的律。
So it's talking about chapter 8. The answer is in chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
律法既因肉体的软弱不能行的，神差遣他的儿子叫成为肉身的形状，做了肉，做了赎罪祭，在肉身里定了罪案，使律法利益成就在我们不随从肉体者，随从圣灵的身上。
For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, and so He condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
因为随从肉体的体贴肉体的事情，随从圣灵的体贴圣灵的事。
Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
这个地方，这个是清楚地告诉我们，我们要想得罪，也要想得胜，关键是什么？就是要 set mind on Christ.
So here it's very obvious and very clear to us that if we want to overcome.The struggle, this spiritual warfare, we need to set our mind on Christ.
也就是说，我们这个人今天你要想过一个得胜的生活，你必须要把真的就是 就说你这就说你要与神成为一灵，就是喜悦神的事情。
So if you want to overcome and live a victorious life, you need to become one with God and in one in spirit and with God and to desire what yeah. God desires.
Okay.怎么样那个圣灵呢？这个在圣灵呢，就好像体恤圣灵，不体恤肉体呢
？So how do we set our mind on God and not ourselves too？
我稍微有内容太多，我稍微简单介绍一下就可以了啊。因为也就是说，我们知道我们这个人犯罪往往都是什么？当你在思念情况下，你自己有一个 desire。
So a lot of times we sin because when we go through these spiritual warfare, these trials, we ourselves have our own desire.
就是你会就哪样对你最好？你会取一个容易的办法解决这个问题。
So a lot of the times we see which one is easier for us. We want the easy way out.
Yeah. 但是呢，就那个你要想得胜的话，必须是什么样？就你不是说等到你OK， 我先讲那个啊，就，我想还稍微用一句话来讲，因为这个就挺重要的，就或许对有对很挺有帮助的这句话，就是我们，就 summary 用那个雅各新约雅各书第一章十四节。
OK， so let's look at James chapter 1, 14 and 15.
我从十三节开始读给大家听啊，雅各书第一章十三节到十五节就，人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不被恶试探，他也不试探人，但个人被试探就是乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑，私欲既怀了胎就生出罪了，罪既长成就生出死来。
So we're going to read from verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
这地方清楚地告诉我们说问题是什么？出现 desire， 你自己一个 desire。
The problem comes from our personal desire。
那个 desire 的话呢，就是你可能不一定正好是符合神所要的，但是你让那个 desire 在你心里就说好像继续成长的话，它怎么样？就好像就像小孩生小孩怀孕了。
So when you let that desire to dwell within you, that desire is going to lead into sin, and that sin is gonna just like a child is going to grow and into death.
Yeah. 所以说你看我们在什么地方要停止的，不是到后来你再后来去征战，而是在最初第一步叫征战。
So where should we stop this? Should we wait till the very end to stop it? Or we need to stop it at the very beginning.
Yeah. 也就是说我们要想征战想得胜，第一个关于什么，就是说让我们的己死。
So when we when in the spiritual warfare, to win, to overcome, we need to let ourself be dead to sin.
Yeah. 也就是说，有别的地方有 summary 很多讲，就是说你要在第一步，就你要 starve yourself to death， 也就是说把你自己饿死掉。
It says you need to starve yourself to death，
就是挺形象的说法。也就是说你自己控制你desire 在 first place， 你就下面就容易了。
Okay, so you need to control your desire and to starve the sinful nature to death.
Okay.
Then whatever that, then later on it will be easier.
Yeah.所以 overall 就是要讲的，就是要讲，就是的确是因为我讲的有点拖拖拉拉的，是讲的很长，但是我想就是说是目的是让我们大家清楚，就是说你今天你里面已经发生了巨大变化，你如果自己不认识到的话，你活不出那个信任的样子。
So today I want to make sure I want to explain to us that today in our lives we have a great transformation, and if we ourselves don't know that transformation, it's going to be very hard for us to overcome.
那个新人的生活到底是真的和假的，只有在试探的时候才能显出来。
The life of the new being, whether it's real or not, can only be revealed through trials.
Yeah. 我们在真的在试探当中能够真正得胜的，是我们自己向己死，真的向神而活。
So during the spiritual warfare, if we can really overcome and be victorious,
yeah.
is to die to ourselves and live to God.
Yeah.
Toward God.
有一个最好的金句话 summary 我想我们可以用看一下，然后我们就差不多可以结束了。是加拉太书第二章二十节。
A summary for today. Let's look at Galatians chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 20.
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我今天在肉身里活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Okay, verse 20. I have crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
这句话是最清楚不过，就是你的旧人已经死了。
This verse is very clear right now, and here it says that your old being is dead.
And 就你今天是什么？是基督在我里面活着，你是新人。
And today is Christ living within you, and you are a new being.
但是你在肉身里仍然什么呀？是 response。你要我在肉身里活，是因神信神的儿子而活。
And even though we're still in the flesh, we're living because we have faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 而且这个。为神而活的那个背后的动机，是因为发现神爱他，是爱我，为我舍己。
And when we live for Christ, the motivation behind it is that we know that Christ loves us, and that He Himself, or He already gave Himself for me.
这个就是我想，这个就是你如果把这个圣经节如果就大概就能够很深的体会了，你会发现，就是说，你真的你会行走有力量，的确是，你就会是一个，就真的是像那个基督的身量不断的在你身上会彰显的，就。
If we can truly understand this verse and truly understand what we talk about today, we can walk with strength, and God's Jesus Christ likeness will be manifested.Through us.
时间已经很晚了啊，但是就是我想为了让大家能够更加清楚一点点，就是我想还是举个例子吧，就是举个亚伯拉罕的例子，就这样的话就是可以稍微看到一点，就这个征战到底是意味着什么。
Even though time is a little late, we're going to do one more example, by Abraham.
Abraham, yeah, 是
from
希伯来书第十章第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章这个地方就叙述了很多英雄。
Chapter 11, it talks about many heroes of faith.
Yeah. 就说他们的这共同特点就是都是因着信。
The similarity between all of them, the things that's common between about them is that they all believe through faith.
他们之所以这么勇敢，征战有勇敢，又征战有能力，实际上是因为他们里面什么？是因着信对神的认识。
The reason why they're so courageous and the reason why they can contend for God is because they have faith.
我想看大家是注意到就是第十七节，就亚伯拉罕因着信被试探之后将不把以撒献上，这便是他欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生儿子献上。论到他儿子，他曾说，这从以撒生的才要称为你的儿子。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死里得回了自己的儿子。
So verses 17 to 19, by faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
你看亚伯拉罕，他关键是什么？他就是他 reasoning， 他以为的神能叫神死里复活，所以当神要让他把他自己最唯一神的应许之子，他最喜爱的， 要让他献祭的时候，好像在人看来这是不可理解的事情，对不对？但他就说，我们后来希伯来书告诉我们很清楚，他在这之所以这样做的原因是背后是因为他相信神，他所做的一切一定和他所应许的和他一直所做所行的相吻合。
So Abraham is able to sacrifice Isaac is because he reasoned that because God has given him those promises that he knows that God is love. And so he knew that it's when he sacrificed Isaac that God would somehow still fulfill his promise to him, whether through bringing back Isaac or from life. And in essence, he did bring Isaac back from life, back from death.
所以说，就是那个在幕后的时候，叫幕后的时候，叫他唯有认识耶和华的，被刚强勇敢行事。
So it says that in the end times, only those who know the Lord, who know Jehovah, will be courageous.
Yeah, 启示录就说，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证到，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的生命。
So in Revelation, there's a verse that says, do you have the verse?
Okay, 是十二章，对，就十一节。
12:11, it says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
你看啊，他叫羔羊的血，已经主耶稣已经做成。
The blood of the Lamb God has already accomplished.
自己见证的道是他所行出来的，是他们所行出来的。
And by the word of their testimony, those are things.
Yeah, 他们的所行为的，行出来的。
Oh, those are the actions.
但是后面就是说他之所以他们能做的成绩，是因为他们谁至于死也不爱惜自己的生命，这是个信心。
And the reason why they're able to overcome is because they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
因为这是一个非常 condensed 的这个内容哦，好像就是这么简单的几句话而已，但是它全部是最后面就是他们关键就是他们谁至于死也不爱惜自己的生命。
And the key point is that they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
那个是什么？是就向己死，向生而活。
And that death is to die to self and to live towards God.
哦，好，对不起啊，因为时间稍微拖了很长，实在很抱歉。希望你们不至于 lost. OK.
OK.
好，我们最后简单祷告。父啊，谢谢你。谢谢你真的与我们同在，因为我们实在是何等的有限，但我们知道你是无限的，你能借着有限哦主啊，把这些真理不断的哦真的有限的我们这个有限的人的口所说的主啊，你能借着真理不断的向我们显明，以至于我们真实的活出了基督的身量。祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。